Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Few minutes past 3 p.m., attorney Brad Young joins us. Brad, where was Sammy Hagar in your pantheon back when you were a kid?
Oh, well, I was a big fan. I know a lot of people aren't a big fan of the Sammy Hagar years of Van Halen, but I was. I thought it raised the element of musicality higher than a garage band, and being one who was in a garage band, I appreciated the better sound.
Shut your mouth.
I knew that was coming, Wheels.
Actually, I did love Van Hagar. I did, but it's different. They're like separate bands,
Van Dave was better.
I preferred just Sammy, no Van Halen.
Oh, I see. Yeah, on his own. Like, I can't drive 55.
That's when he lost me.
Really? That one was that was what got me into Sammy, but then I went backward.
Yeah.
And then you start getting into the other good stuff.
Yeah, I felt like. So I lived through that era, and I wore stupid crap like that. But I think because I did, and I'm so embarrassed by it, that now when I see it, I'm like, oh, I just hate that whole era. Like,
I suppose I understand that.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that was my, because it was MTV, so that was the first exposure I had, other than the occasional song on rock radio, which you would hear, and you're like, oh, I love that song. And then you'd see, then I saw Sammy, I'm like, oh, that's it. Okay, let's go listen to all that stuff.
It's just so weird that at any time in history, we would have gone, you know what? A banana yellow shirt with big giant shoulders would look great on me. like why we made those decisions. I remember specifically being at Members Only shopping for my after prom outfit. And I was just trying to be Rick Springfield, just trying to get a skinny fabric tie to go with my Members Only jacket.
I get it.
So, Rach, what are the different cuts you have there?
I just have something from Carolyn Leavitt about the boat.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and play it.
What law is it that allows no survivors?
The strike conducted on September 2nd was conducted in self-defense to protect Americans in vital United States interests. The strike was conducted in international waters and in accordance with the law of armed conflict.
So, Brad, let me talk first on this so you don't get in trouble. These people are trash. They're straight up trash. I am embarrassed that they serve in any capacity in this government. I think Hegseth is less than a man. I cannot stand this person. Yesterday, and we all know what I'm talking about, with the second strike on the drug boat and whether or not it was murder, whether or not it was a war crime. And everyone saw that tweet that he put out. Completely throwing the admiral under the bus. Hey, I just want everyone to know. Like, dude, we see you. You're so friggin' obvious and performative. I just want everyone to know that I couldn't have the admiral's back more for the decisions that he made. And it's just so absolutely disgusting to me. But I don't know this area of the law. I have heard from sources like General, or not General, but Senator Mark Kelly, that there is an example in the rules about war crimes, and the example given is shooting people who have been shipwrecked, enemy yes. combatants. So you know what I think about it. How does this all hit you?
Well, I've got two opinions on it. One's legal and one's political. I'm a big military technology fanatic. I know everything that Boeing makes. I'm very familiar with military tech. And from the perspective of the U.S. Pentagon right now, we cannot build stuff. You know, we cannot build boats or tanks or aircraft. It takes 20 years to build an aircraft because of the way the government process of building equipment is so screwed up. So initially, when Hegseth was announced to be the appointment, I was encouraged. I thought, you know, the process of obtaining military tech is so cumbersome and lengthy that we're going to get destroyed by China if this doesn't get changed. So I was initially encouraged, but literally after the approval, after he was approved as Secretary of Defense, since then, every decision he's made, but for his decision regarding having a million drones built within the next year, other than that, every decision has been a colossal failure. So I've been attacked, not attacking, but I've been very disturbed by his positions on these other areas. Now, let's talk about the law here. I looked up, did a little research on this today. Under Article 12 of the Geneva Convention and Article 16 of the Second Geneva Convention, it specifically prohibits attacking shipwrecked persons who are what's called hors de combat, which is a French term. It's the only French term I know other than it's a term that says you are prohibited from shooting any survivors that are after a strike to a ship. You are prohibited by law to attack those individuals. And we have by statute adopted the Geneva Convention. Also, I found under the 18 U.S.C. 1111, it specifically states that murder, if you kill individuals outside of a designated military strike, if you kill them, as in survivors, then that is a violation of statute in the absence of a formal declaration of war. So there's lots of other statutes, but that's the sum and substance of it.
You know, what gets me on this, Brad, is that we're all playing the game. Like, I'm having an intelligent conversation with you, two lawyers talking about statutes and Geneva Convention, when we should both just be going, what the F? This is so far beyond the pale. This is not what America does. And not only do we do it now, but this friggin' idiot puts out a tweet with Franklin the Turtle that my kids grew up with, a picture of a book saying Franklin targets narco terrorists and has them shooting down off of a helicopter. It's yeah. just such an unserious time. This is something that makes our country look terrible. I'm sure that we've committed a lot of war crimes in the past. Most we don't even know about during different conflicts and wars. I'm not Pollyannish on this. But my God, when the Secretary of Defense gives this order, and we don't know exactly yet what order it went in, whether he said kill everybody, and the admiral saw that there were some survivors and thought, well, he said kill everyone, so I guess I'm going to do it, or whether he gave a second order, we don't know. But it makes me sick to my stomach that what I think, I agree with Senator Kelly, is the second most important job behind the president, that he is throwing this guy under the bus, trying to distance himself, and they are going back and forth between trying to sell us on it was completely fine, it's completely kosher, these are terrible people, of course they should be blown up when they're holding on to a piece of wooden boat. Between that and gaslighting us on other things, I just hate it for the American people.
I do too, but here's why I think things are a little bit different with this incident compared to things prior. You know, when I was on one of your shows a few weeks ago, when this first got started about bombing these narco terrorists, I pointed out that the military cannot be used as a police power. They can't be used to intercept people who are violating our drug laws. The only part of the military that can do that by law is the Coast Guard, and they're not authorized to kill people. They're authorized to stop boats, arrest them, and the only time people are killed is if they actively resist or fire on the Coast Guard. So the Air Force and the Navy cannot enforce laws, number one. And so the entire activity of this, it violates law as far as I'm concerned. But secondly, the political angle. Now that we have this issue with killing, doing the second shot and killing the survivors, that has even turned many Republicans against this situation. And that would give sufficient votes in the House, since the majority is so slim in the House. I do see this having political ramifications. It won't be just shoved under the rug. There will be an investigation. And I do think people will be held accountable because it so shocks the conscience of the American people and even members of the Republican Party that something must be done about this.
The part that's fascinating to me is this is an extension of what we've talked about many times, you know, the extension of presidential power, the circumvention of Congress. Because as you pointed out, the basis for a lot of these actions would be the declaration of war. We have not declared war since 1942 on anyone. Yet we've been in Vietnam. We've been in South Korea. We've been in Afghanistan. We've been in South America. We've been in all of these places without a declaration of war. And I feel like this is just kind of the next step in this extension of you don't have to make your case. You just have to say, trust me, bro, those are narco terrorists. And the idea that it's self-defense from 2,000 miles away is idiotic. It's flat-out idiotic, but we've been setting... Again, I know that this is worse, but is it not just the natural progression that we started going to Vietnam by skirting the rules for armed conflict within our own country?
It is the next natural progression. Having said that, Wheels, I will tell you this. Most legal scholars, and I wouldn't call myself a legal scholar, but I agree that when I look at the War Powers Act, it's most likely unconstitutional. If any president ever challenged the War Powers Act, it would probably be held to be unconstitutional. But you're right. This is, and let me explain why very briefly, because under the Constitution, the president has the power to engage armed forces as the commander in chief of the armed forces, even though Congress has the authority to declare war. And so because of that struggle, the Supreme Court would probably say this is a political issue and we're going to strike this law and it's up for you, the executive branch and the legislative branch, to work that out. Having said that, yes, you're right. This is the natural extension of this idea from every president, Republican and Democrat, who basically said, I'll do what I want for a certain period of time until the War Powers Act constrains me. And when it does, and if I still don't like it, then I'll challenge it, although no one's challenged it to date. But this is the next progression of that idea where the president seemingly has no limits on his or her authority to engage in armed conflict.
Brad, do you have 5 more minutes after the break to give me?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's take a break here, and we're going to come back and talk about another case that's very interesting with Brad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that's the only time you'll ever hear Ann Wagner on the DGS. So, got that going for us.
You sure she was in St. Louis or in the area?
Yeah, right. Probably wasn't even her. Brad Young is with us, and Brad Wheeler had a great line. He said that this next case is the ultimate boomer conundrum, Costco versus Trump. Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Where's Brad?
Is him hiding from us?
No. You know what? I turned the mute on during your live read.
Okay.
It's all on me, guys.
I thought you were just hiding from the question.
I was being a turtle. That's what I was.
Pretending to be asleep.
So, no, sorry about that. So, yeah, it is a great conundrum. I love Costco. I go there quite a bit, and I always take a baseball bat, though, to, you know, to keep people at bay because they're always packed in there. But no, here's this, which I think is interesting. Costco filed suit this week against the Trump administration because of the tariffs that Costco's paid tons of money in tariffs. They're saying it's not authorized under what's called the IEEPA. That's the law under which the president is saying he has the authority to impose all of these tariffs. And I looked it up today. The United States has already to date taken in about $195 billion in tariffs. So we're talking about a huge amount of money here.
And who pay? I'm serious question. Who's footing that bill?
Well, this is, and I've always been against tariffs. Who foots the bill? Ultimately, we do.
Okay.
Now, who initially
pays
it?
So it's like a tax then.
It's a hidden tax. Europe has had this for years. It's called the value-added tax, the VAT, where they charge when things are produced before they're all put together. Like you charge for tires that go into a new car, and that way the tax gets – it's a secret tax. And that's literally what this is. And so people who are importing goods have to pay that tax, including Costco. And so, they're not in the business of – paying out more than they take in, so they simply pass the costs on to us.
Right.
So we ultimately pay tariffs. It raises inflation, and it gives protection to stuff in this country. Like, for example, if you remember cars in the 70s, there were so many terrible cars, the K car, and a lot of these, the Pacer. Okay, I could give you a long list of cars that were terrible. And when Japanese cars started coming in, they were better, but they were tariffed. So people could still buy bad American cars cheaper than good Japanese cars. That's literally what's happening now, is that prices keep going up. And I think Costco's got a great cause of action here against the Trump administration.
So what is the cause of action? Is it these things were illegal, therefore we have illegally paid millions or billions of dollars and we want it back?
Correct. And you know, this whole tariff issue was argued in front of the Supreme Court. Even the conservative justices expressed skepticism about whether this law, the IEEPA, authorizes tariffs, because technically under our Constitution, Congress is the only authority that can collect tariffs. But what's happened, and Congress has done this for 200 years, they say, we don't want to deal with this. We're going to delegate that authority to the executive branch. And so the argument was that this law delegated tariff power to the presidency. But if you read it, it doesn't really say that. So I think Costco is going to be successful. And then if they are, the question becomes, even if they're successful, does that mean that the president is stopped from charging more tariffs? Or does it mean that Costco gets a refund? And if Costco gets a refund, do we get a refund? I mean, There's a whole lot of issues that would be set in motion in the event federal courts hold that the White House does not have the power to add these tariffs.
All right, brother. Thank you, Brad. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
On KMOX 333 from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Desk, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How's Janice?
She's, it's not great.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
You're learning some new curse words?
Oh, man.
I can tell you one thing. It's getting really tiring.
Yeah. How did Thanksgiving go? Were you guys able to pull off the meal like you had been planning?
Yeah, I took care of it all myself.
Good,
awesome. Good for
everything.
You, Dave.
Yeah, that's awesome. Ordered a turkey, so I had to. Yeah, Jan said, "Well, why don't we just, you know, order out or something?" And I said, "I've got the turkey, and I've got to cook it. It's a fresh turkey. Got to cook it." And I stuffed it with a pineapple.
Interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting.
It turned out really good. Mm. But make sure
it was a swinger turkey.
Yeah, make sure you cook the pineapple first before you stuff it. Otherwise, you get a really mushy turkey.
Everybody knows that.
It doesn't taste like pineapple, but boy, is it moist and tender.
Well, now I'm really curious, how did Andrew's single apple turkey go?
Oh, yeah. It was two apples.
Okay, so you did use two.
Yeah, we used two apples, kind of roughly quartered. I didn't do a great job quartering them, but they were roughly quartered. And then
you cut an apple in half, and then you cut it again. That's a quarter.
Yeah, roughly. And then an onion.
Scholars can't agree on this.
Yeah, though. And then an onion.
A fraction, anyway. What does that even mean?
Yeah, an onion made up of some sort of fractions, and then a couple of celery stalks.
Okay. So yeah. It was good?
Oh, it was incredible. It is the, like Dave was saying with the pineapple, it was the most moist turkey I've ever had in my life.
Nice.
Not dry in the slightest.
Very nice. Dave, I need your help. I've been treating MoDOT pretty roughly today.
That's what I understand.
Yeah. And so I'm guessing that you're going to push back on that as far as the weather forecast from yesterday.
See, I don't know what their weather forecast was.
They usually, they thought the weather is coming in around 5.
Oh, no, but I mean their source.
I gotcha.
MoDOT typically, and IDOT, most state agencies like this have their own private weather service.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't jump on that because I don't know. I know what they were thinking, but I don't know where it was coming from. We were saying any time in the afternoon, once we got in the afternoon, snow would be kicking in. Kicked in about an hour early. The biggest thing we really stressed was that this was going to be a very dry, slick snow. It was going to cause problems more than a heavy, wet snow that we can usually handle. So they probably got a little bit behind on it. And then with temperatures in the mid-20s, all cars on the roads, it's a no-win situation for them. Hey, I'll be the first to throw MoDOT under the bus. I've done it many times over the years, but you know, it was a tough little slick snow to deal with.
So I here's what I said. And again, I'm ready to be wrong, but I said, even without all the fancy weather shenanigans, their MoDOT, as Wheels pointed out, they're all over the state. Don't they have a phone that they could text someone in Columbia and go, "Hey, is it snowing?" And maybe think, "Oh, I bet it's here in a couple hours."
I think there is, you know, and again, I don't know what the contract is with the private service. Is it their responsibility to call, you know, say, hey, you know, in St. Louis, it's coming in a little early, or hey, it's snowing in. I mean, in the morning yesterday, it was snowing in Columbia fairly early. So it was like, okay, this is coming. Yeah. It's coming fairly quickly. And, you know, again, the other thing is that, as we were talking about yesterday, some folks had a dusting of snow to the south. People to the south saying, we didn't get anything. And then there's, you know, right in the heart, the National Weather Service measured 3.8 inches of snow. That's like the heaviest amount of snow I can find anywhere in the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. Most had about 2, maybe 3 inches. But that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough to really cause problems.
Especially when nobody does anything about it before it starts snowing.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And
it does make it harder.
And then folks on the road start to panic a little bit, and they go, you know, they go slipping and sliding and doing all that stuff. Once you get an accident going on a highway, forget it. You're toast.
Yep.
Can't get the trucks in.
Nope.
Can't get cars to move.
Nope.
You know, it's a problem.
It's almost like even if they thought it was going to be afternoon drive, they should have been out there late morning.
True.
Almost.
And it was easy. I mean, we were saying in the morning, hey, the afternoon drive is not going to be pretty.
Right.
It's just not going to be pretty.
When's the quietest time on the roadways?
Between the rushes.
Yeah. Wow, it's late morning and early afternoon. Huh. Boy, if we had gotten out there at like 10, 10:30, I got to KMOX downtown from St. Charles County. I got here at 11 o'clock. And it had not started snowing. So I had that time. It started snowing about 11:15, 11:30.
Just think if you'd have been like spreading stuff on the highway.
I know. Imagine if somebody, I don't know, had maybe around 10 o'clock gotten out on the main highways and just put some stuff down.
And it wasn't like it was going to start as rain. So you can't really
say, it's not
going to
get washed off. Right.
We threw the stuff down.
Yes.
It's going to get washed. No, it was going to be in the mid-20s the whole time.
Yeah.
The entire time.
You're on our team, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
You're on team hate mode not today.
So what are we looking at for the rest of the week, Dave?
Yeah, a lot of cold air. Two fun facts for you, though. I mean, it's early December. We've had 10.2 inches of snow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Also, some very cold air. We're in it now, but it's going to get colder. No record lows anticipated. And once we get past Saturday, the record lows for the rest of December are all below zero.
Okay.
You know, let that kind of set in for a second. But we are cold. We're cold tonight, 21. Tomorrow, kind of a changeable sky. Increasing clouds will be taking over. There's an Arctic cold front coming in, but we're ahead of that front all day tomorrow. So I think we can bounce up to about 39 after a very cold start in the morning. That front, the Arctic front, comes in fairly quickly Wednesday evening. A lot of clouds. Be some snow flurries, maybe a little bit of light snow. And with the front, there's going to be some gusty winds from the northwest for about 2 hours or so. 15 for the lows. Temperatures are really going to tumble. Thursday, partly sunny. The high is only 23. 14 Thursday night. Friday, partly sunny. Very cold start on Friday, but we should be able to get up to about 38. There are some indications there could be a little slop coming in here on Sunday, but I'm just not impressed with it now. Let's not go all hot and bothered by it.
So my junior meteorologist, Andrew, tells me on the Google Doc that the Northeast is set to be blasted by the most extreme cold on Earth during this period.
According to the New York Post, which was...
Yeah, there's a social media thing going around that is just saying, you know, oh, it's the coldest, you know, coldest air in, you know, 1,000 years.
On Earth is what the headline said.
Yeah, on Earth. Yeah, on Earth. Yeah, they seem to have forgotten about Antarctica and the Arctic in the wintertime for each of them. But
Then I read the, when you read the story, it's like temperature is getting as low as 18 degrees. I'm like, I'm almost certain somewhere on Earth is colder than 8. I think here is colder than 18 degrees now.
Our office is colder than that.
Right.
So true.
I think if you Google what's the temperature of the North Pole, it's going to be colder than 18.
A little
right
less
now
than 18.
Dave, what's the coldest temperature you have personally been in?
Minus 20, I think it was. Maybe minus 25. That was in Laramie, Wyoming.
And stupid question. Is it noticeably like way colder than zero?
Well, it's different out in the Rocky. You know the Rocky Mountain weather. You know, minus 20. I walked to school in minus 25 degree weather, and it was fine because it was so dry. There was like no humidity in the air. So it's, you know, minus 20. But it's also hard to get a lot of humidity in the air when you're down to minus 20, minus 25.
Yeah. So
North Pole. It's cold. It's cold, but it wasn't like, oh, man, this is terrible.
I'm going to die, right?
North Pole today is minus 18.
There you go.
And the South Pole is minus 20.
Okay. Yeah.
And it feels like temperature of minus 37.
Wheels, did you get below zero a lot in Michigan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit. In Chicago, too. We had some really, I mean, it's not, you know, it's like you have cold snaps here. It doesn't last for a month. It's not the whole winter. But, yeah, you get plenty of those. There are plenty of times where, like, you're driving in your car and the temperature gauge is going down like you're riding an elevator.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
pull
how
out of the garage and it just goes.
Chicago, and Detroit, and Green Bay. Dude, I really don't.
I've been to Green Bay when it's like
I know.
Holy moly! We were in Minnesota on New Year's Eve one year just to visit cousins. I couldn't believe how cold it was, and we went out and played like football in the snow, and we lasted like 10 minutes. We're like, "This is stupid. We got to go."
I lived in Alaska for 3 years, and by far the coldest I've ever been in life was at Soldier Field.
It's bad.
Oh,
yeah, it's bad by the lakefront.
God,
I don't know if it's a real thing or a psychological thing, but it feels colder by the lakefront.
Well, especially if the wind is blowing.
Yeah, big time.
I was with my buddies. It was a Green Bay game against Chicago.
No.
And it didn't help that my dumbass was wearing a leather jacket.
Oh!
I know.
You gotta be wearing a snowsuit.
But we're all, like, drinking, and woo! And I turned to them, like, at the end of the first quarter, and I'm like, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, I'm gonna start weeping, and I'm not gonna stop.
That's why you see.
They're gonna freeze to your face.
Yeah. Especially when you look at the Packers games. They're all in their hunting gear, because they know that's that cold.
Yeah,
You got a full suit on.
Yeah.
Big orange suit.
The only time more appropriate dress than that, more inappropriate dress. Pretty early on in my career, I was asked to moderate a gun debate at McKendree College. And they brought in these two big hitters, right? Like pro-gun, anti-gun. And so I'm all nervous. And Maureen wanted to come and support me. And I told her, like, okay, but it's really fancy. It's going to be really, really fancy. And she borrowed, like, a chocolate-colored velvet Oscars dress. And wore that to this event. And everyone else in the place was dressed like Elmer Fudd. And the whole time, she's just staring daggers at
me. Oh, yeah.
Just daggers.
Icicles at you.
That's probably the coldest I've ever felt. So. Thank you, Dave.
You got it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I forgot to ask Dave, the morning weather people told me that it would be sunny by the time we get out of here, which would be nice.
Today, you mean?
Just to see it peak. I'm kind of doubting that, though.
There's no sun.
Looks pretty thick.
Sun's looking gone. Like it.
Sun's gone for the next few months.
I kind of don't want it to come out right before it goes down. It's like, well, who cares? Just save it for tomorrow.
You know my thing? You know my thing? I hate these days because you can't tell the time passes.
Yeah.
It looked exactly like this when I got here today.
Yeah.
When I was in seventh grade, there was a girl in one of my classes. And this is public school, of course, mind you. And the teacher asked, why is it so cold in the wintertime? Does anybody know? And so much conviction, she goes, well, because there's no sun in the winter. And I was like, what? She's like, there's no sun in the winter.
At Alton School District.
And I was like, okay. I get if you're like 3 and you just can't think of any times when you've seen it. But when you're 12 years old, you can't remember ever. For 4 months out of every year, you can't remember ever seeing the sun.
That reminds me, for all of you Tom Turbrock fans out there, when Phoebe was about 2, Tom came over to the house, and she was watching Johnny and the Sprites. And it was this human that was surrounded by puppets, and he was teaching the puppets about science. And they said, Johnny, why can't you see the stars during the day? And he said, well, that's because the sun is so much brighter than the stars. And Tom goes, Glub, is that true? And I said, yeah. I said, what did you think it was? And he goes, I swear to God, direct quote, I thought they just went seepy. Well, it's a little more complex than that. But in general, yes.
I have a friend who thought that the stars were closer to us than the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Until she was like 27.
Well, dude, until like 1600, everyone thought that they were just little pinpricks in the velvet of the sky.
Yeah.
That's kind of what she thought it was like.
This was not
dust.
1700.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. She thought it was like space dust kind of up in the sky that was just sparkly. That's what she thought.
At 27?
Until her late 20s.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. I want to do a couple headlines, Rach.
Would love to. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So Americans are still spending more for the holiday season, despite these dour economic views that we all seem to have. Consumers spent a combined $11.8 billion online on November 28th during this latest shopping blitz. That's a 9.1% jump from last year. So including in-store sales, Americans spent 4.1% more on Black Friday than a year earlier. And the Cyber Monday purchases are also expected to be strong. I don't have those numbers in front of me right now. But the American consumer, we're resilient. Even when things are looking tough, we're still out there spending money.
It would be fascinating to look at that and see how much bang for the buck we got compared to a year ago, two years ago. So maybe it's more money, but are we getting the same amount?
Ooh,
That's a good point. That would be fascinating, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I almost wonder, I could be totally wrong, I almost wonder if we are getting better deals this year because these retailers feel like they have to lure us in with something really good.
Yeah.
Let's just do one more and then we have to go to break. The TSA has announced a $45 fee for travelers who don't have a real ID. So this will start on February 1st. You're going to have a $45 fee at airport security at checkpoints if you don't have that real ID ready to go.
I thought the rule was if you don't have one, you can't fly.
So it's how they got us all to get them.
Yes. That has not happened. But I'm actually pretty happy. This seems like a good compromise because it's like, you are holding up everyone else because you've had 10 years to get this ID.
As I understand it, the money goes to a service that charges to confirm their ID. So they're not just pocketing it.
Absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.